Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
The situation with regard to China and Sri Lanka is an interesting one. And we wanted to understand what debt trap diplomacy means. Is that a term that you have heard before? Well, we wanted to discuss it. Ayisha Kwara, who is a research fellow at Africa Asia Research Dialogue. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you? All right.
Hi, sorry.
Oh, there you go. There we are. We can hear you now. All right. So let's, first of all, what is debt trap diplomacy?
It is something a bit predatory where a country agrees, normally a country from a low income to a middle income nation, agree to an unsustainable loan, forcing them having to concede some of their assets if they're unable to pay the loan.
Tell us about how it's playing out with China and Sri Lanka.
So Sri Lanka, for the most part, sometime a few years ago, there was a port in Hambana, which was the city in which the president and the prime minister, the Rajapaksas, grew up in. The port, Sri Lanka conceded on some of its debts, and as a result, China gave them a stream of over $3 billion worth of loans. However, they were unable to pay off the loans, and so they conceded the port. They released an asset to China because they were unable to pay for their debts.
And is this a technique that China employs in more cases other than this?
Yes, most definitely. However, it is painting China to be somewhat of a villain. However, the facts are the facts. In a lot of nations, China is the majority creditor. Some nations in Africa, like Djibouti, they are taxed more than 20% worth of the GDP. So it is a trend. However, I do think that the fall of Sri Lanka has been a cautionary tale for most of the world.
So the fact that China's been involved in this or this situation has definitely added to the fall, as you've called it, of Sri Lanka.
Yes, to a large degree, Sri Lanka in plain terms is bankrupt. They're unable to pay for foreign, they have no foreign credency left. As a result, they cannot pay for essential goods such as food, fuel, or medicine. They're in a tough spot.
Chad says, listening in, says, go to Angola. I'm presuming what it means is that we have that situation, as you've said, here in Africa as well. How can countries then protect themselves? Because it's obviously very tempting. It's a poor country with not a great ability to secure funding, desperately in need of assistance. China comes along and offers them terms that might be onerous, but in fact offer an immediate solution. The result being that the country itself is severely vulnerable. But it's very, very tempting. What's the alternative to this approach?
The alternative would be the IMF, to be honest. Mm. However, Sri Lanka has said prior that they should have gone to the IMF probably last year before the economic collapse of the nation. However, they didn't want to abide by the strict laws of the Paris Club or the IMF for a restructuring debt solution.
So you mentioned Djibouti. What are the other countries in Africa that we're seeing who are impacted by this, or potentially impacted by this approach or the acceptance of these terms?
Namely, Zambia, Kenya. It's quite concentrated in northwest Africa. So the Belt and Road Initiative, which was an initiative funded by China to construct infrastructure in Africa, has posed somewhat of a debt trap, if you will. So Ghana, Angola, to name a few.
Mm-hmm. And this is something, as you've said, that is a real warning, or should act as a real warning for countries like South Africa as well, that where it's very, very tempting to be able to take funding from a country like China, who's incredibly powerful, but at the same time won't hesitate to call in those loans when necessary, when there's the right leverage for them.
Yes, indeed. As we speak, China is going through somewhat of an economic squeeze, so they are in the market for collecting a lot of their debts rather than giving them out. So for South Africa, that's incredibly cautionary that perhaps if we continue with our, especially considering South Africa is part of BRICS, it's more likely than not that China would lend South Africa a funding, however at what cost.
Very, very interesting indeed. Ayesha Kwawe, who is a research fellow at Africa Asia Research Dialogue, chatting to us about the Sri Lanka and China debt trap diplomacy.